Well, God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. The enemy is fighting, but I'm so glad that he missed a soul that he thought he had. I'm going to read you some scriptures real quick. Scripture reading this morning. We're just going to start reading in the book of Genesis, chapter 47, and around verse 13. We're on a 365-day challenge. The way we're challenging ourselves to get into the Word of God. 365 days straight. I mean, just a reading the real Lord. You ain't got to do a whole bunch of studying and graphs and charts. You know, about the Hebrew and Greek and all that. But I'm talking about just a reading the word of the Lord. Sometimes we understand that once we start reading the word of the Lord, that God, we open up the eyes of understanding. That we may behold the wondrous things out of his law. For the interest of his earth giveth life. And giveth light. Life unto the simple. So we just ask right down the book Shakarabodoko. Actually put some things into habit. Let us learn how to put some things, Lord God, into practice. Because we know that faith without works is dead. So we just ask this in Jesus' name, amen. But this is Genesis 47:13 says, there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore. Set the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan for the corn which they brought. Joseph brought the money to Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph saying, give us bread. Why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Joseph said, give your cattle, I'll give you for all your cattle if money fail. And he brought that cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle, and the herds, and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all the cattle for all their year. And when their year was ended, they came unto him the second year, saying to him, we will not hide it from the Lord how that our money is spent. My Lord also have our herds, cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land, buy us and our land for bread? And we and our land will be servants unto the Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph brought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed from them cities from the one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end. And only the land of the priests bought he not. For the priests had a portion assigned to them of Pharaoh. And they eat their portions with Pharaoh and gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands. And Joseph said unto the people, behold, I brought you this land, your land for Pharaoh. Lo, his seed is for you. You shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh. The fourth part shall be your own, and the seeds of the field for your food, for them of your household, and for the food for your little ones. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in our sight, O my Lord. And we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it law over the land of Egypt until this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only. Which because they're not Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. The whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And at time drew nigh that Israel must die. He called his son Joseph and said unto him, if now I found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me, and bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, swear unto me. And he swear unto him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed. The bed said, my God in here, there's a lot, was a lot in that, is that the famine was so sore, people were selling themselves. When you get hungry, you're desperate. They were selling themselves unto Pharaoh, selling themselves to be slaves. Yeah, but don't go by. Shama. So not just the people of Israel became slaves in Egypt, but it came to pass, it came to the point where the Egyptians themselves were slaves in Egypt, all because of the famine in the land. When a famine comes, you get desperate. When there's a shortage, you get desperate. When there's a famine of wives, of husbands, of good men or women, when there's a famine, you find yourself selling yourselves for whoever the next bidder is. Eba Shema. It came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick," and took with him two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Now Jacob's name has been changed to Israel. But oftentimes, even though Jacob's name has been changed to Israel, they will mention Jacob's old name. And then here in the same sentence, in verse 2, they mention Jacob's new name. Notice again, verse 2. And one told Jacob, that's his old name, and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Mention both of his names in the same sentence. Because sometimes in the revelation God gave me with that was quite simple. "Though I outward man perish," was the old you, "yet the inward man is renewed day by day." That's a new you. And Jacob said unto Joseph, "God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said unto me, 'Behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and will make of thee a quantity of people, and will give thee this land to thy seed, and after thee for their blessed possession.' And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine, as Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And they, thy issue, which thou begattest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren and their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephraim. I buried her there in the way of Ephraim, and the same with Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons, and said, 'Who are these?' And Joseph said unto his father, 'Thou art my sons, whom God hath given me in the place.' And he said, 'Bring me them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them.' Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, 'I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed.' And Joseph brought them from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and he brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, got in his hand, so willingly Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, 'God, before whom my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and did walk, the God which he fed up me all my life, doing long unto this day, and the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and let them grow up into a multitude of the midst of the earth.' And when Joseph saw his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head." You see, what happened was, the custom was that the firstborn is the one that's supposed to get blessed. The firstborn is the one that's supposed to get the double portion. But this is wasn't the case. Jacob was laying his hand on the younger son, and it displeased Joseph. But here's what I believe was going on. Joseph's first son, he named him Ebodoko Manasseh, which means to forget. But Ephraim means be fruitful. I believe the naming of the children caused Jacob and his revelation to do what he did. I think that's why he was blessed and younger instead of the older. Shabbat Okuba. Watch what you're naming your children. Just because you see something that looks good in somebody's book, or just because you see something that looks good in somebody's picture, and are you trying to name your son or your daughter that without even knowing the meaning of what you're doing could be quite dangerous to remove it. And Joseph said unto his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head." And his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations." And he blessed them that day, saying, "In thee shall all Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh." And as he said, Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brother, which I took out of the hand of Amorite with my sword and with my bow." God bless you for the hearing of his word. It is awesome to get into the word of God. It's a privilege to get into the word of God. It is comfort for the soul to get into the word of God. So God bless you until next time. If it's a word, then I must have did it. And if it's not, then I wasn't with it. Just take a minute.